愿大家平安。
And peace to everyone.
今天下午我们的题目是爱的真谛。
And this afternoon, the topic is the truth of love.
我们已经讲到第四样。
And we have touched upon the fourth part.
就是爱，就是不做害羞的事。
And that is to say, love does not act rudely.
我们看哥林多前书。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书的第十三章。
First Corinthians chapter 13,
第五节。
Verse 5.
哥林多前书十三章的第五节。
First Corinthians 13, verse 5.
第五节，不做害羞的事。
Does not behave rudely.
我们之前呢，一直从第四节开始学习。
And before this verse, we have continued to study from verse 4.
从神来的爱跟世间的爱有什么不一样？
The love that comes from God, how different is it from the love of the world?
世界的爱都是强调感觉。
And the love of this world stress upon emotion.
然后呢，都是以自己为中心。
And it is self-centered.
也是以条件的交换为基础。
And it is conditional.
你对我很好，我就要对你很好。
If you give me good treatment, and I will treat you back well.
或者是你有可爱的地方，我就会爱你。
And if you are cute and lovable, then you are worthy of my love.
这是神的爱超过世界的爱。
But the love from God, it transcends beyond all kinds of love in this world.
所以我们已经学过了爱呢，就是恒久的忍耐。
First, we studied that love suffers long.
又有恩慈。
And is kind.
我们也学过爱是不嫉妒人的。
And we also learned that love does not envy.
昨天晚上我们也学了爱呢。是不会自夸。
And last night we also studied that love does not parade itself.
今天呢，我们来讲第五节，不做害羞的事。
So today we'll focus on verse 5, love does not behave rudely.
这个两个翻译。
There's two kinds of translation behind this verse.
按照英文的版本呢，它把它翻成爱呢，就是不会做很粗暴、很不礼貌的事。
And according to the English translation, it means that love will not behave in a rude manner.
我们都知道礼貌是什么。
We all know what is courtesy.
就是讲话很有礼貌，你很慢，很温柔。
That is to say, you speak with gentle words.
你很顾及别人的感受。
And that you're considerate of other people's feelings.
我们肢体的语言有礼貌，我们也知道是什么回事。
And also, it will be expressed through our body language.
会很礼让。
And that you will give room and give way to others.
也会保持适当的距离。
And you will also stay a good distance as a boundary.
有些人讲话没有礼貌。
Some people, they are very rude when they speak.
强的讲话。
And they will try to lead the conversation.
或者是打断别人的讲话。
Or they will interrupt other people along the way.
这样就没有很有礼貌，没有让人家很舒服。
So people like that are not very likable.
有一些人讲话的甚至很容易会骂人。
Some people, they will speak halfway and they start to scold others.
用人身的语言的攻击。
And they will start to attack the other person personally.
尤其是我们加拿大很讲究这个我们的权益。
And especially in Canada, we all focus and stress upon human rights.
我在逛外面的时候，看到有一些人买了东西拿去退货，那个店员不肯退给他，他就开始骂人。
And then I've also witnessed cases where people went to return their items and it cannot be returned, and they start scolding the cashier.
那如果一个人呢常常讲话这样子。的态度的话，
and if a person always carries such a kind of attitude,
他心中就是没有爱。
That means there is no love in that person's heart.
虽然不是很如意，但是也不应该这样子骂人。
And even though it may not be well behaved, but still you should not go to the extreme of scolding others.
所以为什么翻成爱的就不会做没有礼貌的事情呢？
So that is why it says that love does not behave in a rude manner.
因为你做很不礼貌，或者是侵犯到别人的空间跟感觉的时候。
Because when you harass others or if you have invaded into their space,
你会让别人感觉到很羞耻。
You will bring shame upon the other person.
对啊，你想想看，如果别人骂你的时候，你是不是觉得很难受？
So think about it. How would you feel if other people was to start to scold you?
把你身体的一些特点，或者是你的容貌，或者是你的能力，来讲出一些很不应该讲的批评的时候。
And that they will start to criticize and attack perhaps your outer appearance, perhaps your capabilities or abilities.
这样呢，你会觉得很羞耻。
Then you feel very shameful.
所以，为什么把它翻成爱的，就是不要 让人家有羞耻的感觉。
So that is why here it is being translated, meaning that you should not allow others to have shame.
啊，或者是英文呢，把它翻成不要 rudely， 不要说很没有礼貌。
That is in the English translation, it does not behave rudely.
好，那中文呢？它翻成了第五节说不做害羞的事。
And in the Chinese translation, it says that do not do any shameful actions.
这个翻译就更好。
And this is actually a better translation.
爱不单只是拒绝做不礼貌的事。
It means that love, you do not just refuse doing things that are rude.
甚至爱呢是拒绝做别人会让别人感觉到羞耻的事。
But in fact, you take a step further, saying that love extends no shame to others.
也不会做事情让自己感觉到羞耻。
And also, you don't do anything that will bring shame upon yourself.
那今天我们就来往这个方向来查考。
So today, let's study in this direction.
到底什么是羞耻的感觉？
What does it mean to be shameful?
我们人呢都有羞耻之心。
All of us, we do have an element of shame within us.
我们知道如果在某种场合做出某种的事，那会觉得很羞耻。
And we all know that certain inappropriate behavior in certain circumstances will bring shame.
或者是如果你身体的某一个部位被人家看见了，你也会觉得很羞耻。
And perhaps in the case where others were to see some intimate parts of your body, you will also feel shameful.
那为什么会有这种感觉呢？
Why is it that you will feel it in this way?
本来神创造了人类之后啊，是没有这种感觉的。
In fact, in the beginning, when God created humankind, there is no feelings of shame.
我们看创世纪的第二章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 2.
二十四节。
Genesis chapter 2, verse 24.
啊，创世纪二章二十四节。
Genesis 2, verse 24.
因此，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh.
当时夫妻二人赤身露体，并不羞耻。
Verse 25. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and they were not ashamed.
神造人的时候，根本没有要给人穿衣服。
And in the beginning, when God first created man and woman, He allowed them to be naked.
当然了，那个时候的世界和环境跟我们今天肯定很不一样。
Of course, they were living in a very different environment compared to ours today.
如果我们在加拿大赤身露体在外面走来走去，肯定冷死了。
And today, if you were to walk around naked in this winter scene, you'd probably be frozen.
当时神创造的整个地球，包括这个伊甸园，那个气温刚刚好，根本就不需要穿衣服。
At that time, when God created the Garden of Eden, the environment was perfect. There's no need to be dressed.
不会感冒。
And they will not catch a cold.
那不单止这样，不穿衣服也不会有这种罪恶感跟羞耻感。
And also, what is more important is that even when they were naked, they will not feel an element of shame at all.
因为那个时候罪还没有进入世界。
Because at that point in time, sin has not entered into their world.
没有罪，心中没有黑暗，就不会感觉羞耻。
Because if there is no shame, there is no darkness in their heart, they will not feel shameful.
但是后来为什么人会慢慢有发展出这种羞耻的感觉呢？
Then why is it that later on, man became to feel ashamed?
因为始祖亚当夏娃犯罪得罪了神啊。
And because our first parents, Adam and Eve, they have sinned against God.
有了罪之后，就开始有羞耻的感觉。
And once sin entered into the world, then shame came in as well.
我们看三章的七节。
Let's turn to chapter 3, verse 1.
他们二人的眼睛就明亮了，才知道自己是赤身露体，便拿无花果树的叶子为自己编作裙子。
And so now that they know that they were naked, they tie in leaves from the fig tree so that they can make clothing.
神叫他们不要吃分别善恶树上的果子。
And God had already told them not to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
他们偏要吃。
But yet they wanted to do it on purpose.
好了，违背神的诫命。
So therefore they intentionally go against God's will.
马上感觉怎么样？
Right away, what did they feel?
羞耻。
Shame.
他本来就是没有穿衣服，之前不觉得羞耻。
At first, they were naked. They did not feel shame before that.
但是得罪了神，违背了神的话。
But now that they go against God, they sinned against God.
马上啊，有一种深深的罪恶感跟愧疚感。
And right away, shame and guilt enter into their heart.
所以赶快把无花果树的叶子来遮身体的重要的部位啊。
So right away, they quickly took the leaves from the fig tree to cover up the intimate parts of their body.
表面上是遮身体。
So on the outer appearance, it seems that they are covering up their body.
其实真正是要遮的是心中那一块不安的感觉。
But in fact, what they are trying to cover up is their feeling of unrest in their heart.
好像好像亏欠了什么，对不起什么。
Because they felt that they have come short of something.
所以就开始了，过着有羞耻的生活了。
So then now they start to live a life of guilt.
那他们就遮住自己。
Then they try to cover up themselves.
之后呢，就躲起来。
Later on, they hide themselves.
跟神玩躲猫猫。
They start to play hide and seek with God.
他以为可以躲过神。
They thought that they can hide out from God.
那神就找他们，问他们说：“你做了什么事？”
So God was seeking for them in the garden and asked them, what are you doing?
难道你吃了我告诉你不可以吃那个分别善恶树的果子吗?
And is it because you have eaten from the tree of the fruit of life that I told you not to?
哇，那他们就开始推搪，推卸责任了。
And then now you see them trying to put blame on others.
所以你看到整个人类的堕落之后的心理的发展，为什么有羞耻的这种感觉啊？
So that is how we see men started to fall and that they enter into sin.
那这种羞耻的感觉呢，一直留在每一个人的心里。
And this kind of feeling of shame, it exists in every person's heart.
尤其是当青少年的时代开始。
And especially starting from the teenager.
如果他发展的过程当中，成长的过程当中遇到一些特别的事情。
And during a person's growing up, during the teenage phase, if they go through some circumstance,
他们自己有很大的罪恶感的时候,
and when they feel a great feeling of shame,
那种羞耻的感觉就会很明显,
and then that kind of guilt will be very obvious.
譬如说有一些孩子,
for example, some children,
他在家里被父母暴力的对待,
that they were being abused at home with violence,
可能是身体的暴力,
it could be physical violence.
他成长的过程当中，心里就会扭曲，就很觉得自己很那种自我的那种感觉很低落。
And so therefore they will start to grow up feeling very inferior.
就是羞耻感。
And because they feel very shameful.
有些孩子长大的过程当中被性侵害了。
And so some children they were being sexually assaulted when they were growing up.
看这个孩子呢，他也是表现出来是非常没有自信，非常害怕的。
And you find that these children they lack self-confidence and they were very afraid.
哇，那个头啊低的，不敢看人呢。
And they will always cast their head down. They would not dare to look at others.
他觉得是不是我做了什么错事，我才会遇到这种事情。
And they will put blame on themselves. Is it because I have done something wrong? That is why I have been assaulted.
或者是呢，在成长过程当中遇到了坏朋友，做了一些不好的事情。
Or sometimes when they were growing up, they got into the wrong peers and they did bad things.
那青年时代做过的事的，对成长的时候一直会回想起来。
So all the evil that they have done in their youth, it will come back and haunt them when they are adults.
这种羞耻心呢，会一直跟随着人类的心。
And this kind of feelings of shame will follow them all the rest of their lives.
甚至长大的过程当中。
And then even though when they grow up and mature as adults,
已经变成成人了。
Now that they are full-fledged adults,
但是有时候自己控制不住，私底下做了一些事情，觉得很可耻。
And then still, they will not be able to control themselves. They may do some evil in the dark.
那前几个礼拜英国有一个新闻。
And that a few weeks ago, there was this some news from UK.
英国有国这个政府里面有一个国会的大臣，内政部的一个成员。
And that in the United Kingdom, there is this member of the parliament.
一个minister，有一个政府里面的minister。
And so there's this government minister.
那有一次政府的内部的电脑。 电脑维修师啊，他们就去维修每一个那个内政部的一个电脑。
And that they have some IT management coming to update the computer system.
结果发觉，这个部长的电脑里面为什么有很多这个色情的这些下载，还有浏览过很多的这个色情的网站。
And then they discovered that this minister's computer, the history of the website, it contains a lot of pornography and also a lot of sexual scenes.
那政府那这个部门就很紧张了，是不是？是不是就直接问那个部长说，是不是你用这个电脑来看过了？
So then they started to ask this minister, are you the one who downloaded all this website?
他不承认。
And of course he denied.
他说绝对没有这种事情。
He says, of course not.
我绝对不可能用这个政府的电脑去偷看色情。
It's like, how can I use the computer system at the office in the government level to watch all these sexual scenes?
那政府就更紧张了。那可能你的电脑被间谍或者是被美国政府渗透了。
Then of course, the the people at the government level, they became even more nervous. Could some spy be working on your computer?
那就更查得更仔细了。
So they started to dig in further.
查到最后发觉说没有别人渗透，就是某年某月某日你自己在这边用的。
Then they found out and discovered that actually it is the minister who was watching all these scenes on the computer.
记者也知道了，公众也知道了。
The reporters knew about it, and eventually the public knew about it.
到最后他就没有办法不承认了。Then
of course at the end he has to acknowledge the fact.
他就要向首相提出辞职。And
he has to hand in his letter of resignation.
不单只是他第一次，这个错误是不对的。And
so not only did he make this mistake.
他为了要盖住他的羞耻。
And in order to cover up his shame.
还说谎。
He further lied about it.
那这个就更大的问题。So
that is an even worse problem.
就是这个一点点问题就变得很大的问题。So
from a small problem, it became magnified.
所以这只是个例子。So
that is an example.
我们要想想我们的生活当中。Let's
ponder upon our own life today.
第一,我们的私人的生活里面。That
is to say, our private life.
我们的心里面。Within
the deepest corner of our heart.
在别人没有看到我们的部分。
And during the moments and time when no one is around,
我们有没有偷偷做一些不光彩的事情？
Did we do any actions of shame?
不想别人看到你的已经做的事情？
The things, the actions that you want no one else to see.
任何事情如果不能见光的，不能给别人知道的，就是有问题。
So anything that is being done in the dark that cannot be exposed, that itself is problematic.
因为人呢，有这种心态，想要盖住自己羞耻的部分。
Because we all naturally want to cover up our actions of shame.
譬如说啊,
Take for example.
如果你看到你的配偶,他的手机啊,哇,很大的秘密,你碰都不能碰他的手机的。
And for example, if your spouse has some dark secret in the phone, you cannot even touch it.
譬如说你的先生的手机在这里啊,他说,啊,我拿来看一下,你先生马上紧张说,哎,碰什么?
Take for example, you saw your husband's cell phone over there. You pick it up and say, let me take a look. And he quickly became very nervous and say, don't touch it.
那告诉你什么?
So what does that tell you?
那你这个手机里更要看。
That means you really must see the cell phone.
你儿子,哇,很有隐私,你一过来电脑就翻,就把它盖住。
And that your children, when you went to their desktop and then they quickly flip close their computer, you know something is wrong.
你一过去,他就换了window。
And when you go over and approach them, they quickly change the window on their screen.
还有呢,你看用电脑说,诶,怎么我儿子所有的上网的这个记录全部清得干干净净呢?
And sometimes when you go and spy on their computer, you notice that they have erased all the history of the website.
你不用问了,你知道发生什么事情。
You don't even need to ask, you know what happened.
如果没有事,有什么好掩盖的呢?
Because really, if everything is normal, what is there to hide?
我的手机有什么好秘密的,你就拿去看,有什么好秘密的。
If there's no secret in my cell phone, hey, go take a look.
我去过什么网站,你就看,有什么好秘密的。
And whatever website I have visited, you can check it out.
通常要掩盖的就是有问题了。So
anything that you need to hide, there is a problem.
还有觉得羞耻的，会让自己觉得羞耻，跟自己的欲望是有关系。And
also, very often, anything that needs to be done in the dark, it is tied to your desire.
可能是钱。Maybe
it's money.
可能是不正常的嗜好，不合伦理的关系。And
perhaps it is some bad hobby or some abnormal relationship.
哎，你要盖起来。
That you have to cover up.
因为你有羞耻感。
Because you have that shame.
但圣经告诉我们,
But the Bible tells us,
如果你心中真的有神的爱,
that if you really truly have the love of God in your heart,
你不会去做让自己羞耻的事情,
you will never do anything that will bring shame to your heart.
也不会去做让你的配偶或者是你的家人觉得羞耻的事。
You will also never do any actions that will bring shame to your family or to your spouse.
当你感觉到这种羞耻的时候，就是你跟神越来越远了。
Because when you feel that shame in your heart, know that you are getting further and further away from God.
所以神也知道亚当感觉羞耻。
So in the same way, God also knew that Adam felt shame in his heart.
亚当的方法呢，就随便拿一些无花果树盖一盖啊，就把它盖住了。
And then the way Adam tried to solve the problem is to casually bring in some leaves to cover himself up.
这个也是我们常常会做的事情。
And that is also what we always do today.
我做得不好。
If I'm not doing anything well,
我有坏习惯。
I have some bad habits.
那不要提它，不要提它。
So don't even mention it.
哎，我家里有问题，千万不能提。
And since I have a problem in my family, don't even talk about it.
我的婚姻有问题啊，千万不能让别人知道。
And if I have a problem in my marriage, don't even let others talk about it.
我的孩子有问题，千万不能讲。
And if my children have problems, don't even mention it.
以为说没有问题就是没有问题。
So you feel that if you don't talk about it, there is no problem.
对不对？无花果实随便拿一拿，盖着就好了。
Because just bring some leaves, you know, and cover yourself up.
他没有想到，这个无花果实过两天就干掉了，那个叶子都掉下来了。
But you may not realize that a couple of days later, these fig leaves will dry up and they will wither and fall.
就变成一个透明的裙子，这只有那个那条线哦，下面都没有东西，你想象。
And it becomes a transparent skirt, really, because the leaves have withered and only the veins are left.
这就是我们。
That describes us today.
常常有问题，不愿意承认问题。
Very often we have the problem, but we refuse to acknowledge the problem.
自己告诉自己不是问题。
We tell ourselves it is not a problem.
在神面前也没承认。
And we don't even acknowledge in front of God.
自己也不愿意改。
And we also refuse to change.
结果呢，心安，但求心安，遮住他，带着那个透明的无花果裙子在我走来走去了。
And we just seek for this very superficial level of peace. We walk around with this transparent skirt of shame.
你自己很心安了，哎，我有遮住，其实别人都看得很清楚了。
And that you think to yourself, I have covered myself up, but actually everyone can see through your transparent skirt.
大家只是不讲而已。
People don't just talk about it.
但是圣经说，隐藏的事有什么不显露出来的呢？
So the Bible says that anything that is hidden will one day be exposed.
那个政府大臣、高官有名望的，哪里知道说他偷偷看的东西会在报纸上登出来呢？
And this minister, a high-level official, how would he realize or know one day his actions in the dark will be exposed on the newspaper?
他的婚姻肯定早就已经发生问题了。
So perhaps his marriage was already on the rocks.
他不知道，他没有去处理。
He did not know. He refused to solve it.
随便找一个无花果。
So he just took some fig leaves.
但是呢，圣经说这个没有办法的。
But the Bible says that is not the way to solve the problem.
慈爱的天父就为亚当准备了另外一样东西。
So our merciful God, He prepared the way for Adam.
我们看创世纪的第四章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 4.
第二十节。
Chapter 4, verse 20.
二十一节啊。
Verse 21.
创世纪，对不起，第三章二十一节，三章二十一节。
Genesis chapter 3.Verse 21.
二十一节，耶和华神为亚当和他妻子西子用皮衣做衣服给他们穿。
Verse 21. Also for Adam and his wife, the Lord God made tunics of skin and clothed them.
啊，这是一个非常重要的预表。
This is a very important prefiguration.
无花果树没有办法遮住他们的羞耻了。
Because the fig leaves can no longer cover up their shame.
神用另外一件。做衣服来给他们。
God created another tunic of skin to cover them up.
皮衣啊，我们都有啊，我们都应该有穿过。
And I'm sure all of us have leather jackets in our closet.
皮衣可以保暖。
Leather jackets can bring you warmth.
我们加拿大最暖的外套是什么？
And what is the warmest jacket we have in Canada?
你可能说是鹅毛啦，什么啦。
Maybe you say that it is goose down.
其实啊，我们加拿大住在北边那些印第安人啊，他们啊，以前没有什么鹅毛，他们就是杀动物用做皮草，哇，零下四十度都可以在外面打猎，都可以在里面生活。
And in fact, if you look at the Eskimos who live in the freezing areas in the northern areas of Canada, they don't have any goose down. They just, you know, slaughter animals and use their skin as their garments.
所以每次看到一件皮甲做的衣服啊。
So every time when you see a leather jacket,
你就知道一定有一只动物为了你这件衣服而死了。
You know that there's an animal who is being slaughtered behind your jacket.
它被杀，被流血。
It's being slaughtered. It's being shed.
它的肉被挖出来。
The blood is being shed and the flesh is being taken.
内脏也被挖出来。
And along with the organs.
那很血淋淋的。
And it is a very bloody scene.
但是呢，因为这样都有这件皮衣了。
But because they are slaughtered, that is how we got the leather jacket.
这是一个非常重要的预表。
That is a very important prefiguration.
代表神为了要让人可以除掉他们的羞耻。
It prefigures the fact that in order for men to remove their shame and their sin and their guilt,
一定要做出非常大的牺牲。
God needs to create a big sacrifice for them.
他自己要牺牲。
That is to say, God needs to sacrifice himself.
来到世上。
To come to this world.
成为人的样子。
To take the image of man.
为了我们舍舍命。
And for our sake, he gave up his life.
流出宝血。
To shed his precious blood.
我们看彼得前书第三章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书第三章二十一节。
First Peter.
三章二十一节。
Chapter 3, verse 21.
二十一节，这水所表明的洗礼，现在借着基督耶稣复活，也拯救了你们。这洗礼本不在乎除掉肉体的污秽，只求在神面前有无愧的良心。
Verse 21, there is also an antitype which now saves us, baptism, not the removal of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God.Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
这里说神怎么来除掉我们的羞耻。
So over here it speaks about how God removed our shame.
他用他的爱来除掉我们的羞耻。
God used his love to remove our shame.
来到世上为我们死。
And he came into this world to die for us.
那这就带来了这个水跟那个血的洗礼了。
That is how the water baptism comes about.
那洗干净我们的心中的亏欠。
So that the water baptism can wash away this sense of guilt within our heart.
所以我们怎么样才可以帮助一个人呢走出他的羞耻。
So today, how do we actually help a person to walk out of their shame?
我们看主耶稣就知道了。
We look at Lord Jesus and the answer is there.
我们本来自我感觉很低落的。
At first, we feel very inferior and very low.
在神面前抬不起头的。
And before God, we cannot even lift up our face.
因为我们是罪人。
Because we're sinners.
但神呢就爱我们，开始爱我们。
But because God, he first loved us.
虽然我们很自卑，但是神爱我们很深。
And even though we are very inferior, but God loves us very deeply.
结果在爱神的爱里面呢，我们慢慢抬头了，慢慢开始阳光了。
So within the love of God, slowly we begin to lift up our face to look at the sunshine.
我们心中的那种亏欠呢，慢慢不见了。
And eventually, the sense of guilt within our heart start to melt away.
所以爱就把羞耻就赶走了。
So love has in fact chased out all the shame and the guilt.
所以我们要留意我们身边的孩子啊，青少年啊，甚至我们的配偶。
So therefore today, pay attention to your children, your spouse, and all these people around you.
有些时候你发觉为什么他们那么自卑呢？
Sometimes you may discover how come they feel so inferior.
为什么他们那么害羞呢？
How come they are so shameful?
甚至呢，有些时候害羞的过头了。
They may be shy, but they are actually overly shy to the extreme.
不愿意把自己打开给别人了解。
They refuse to open up the doors of their heart for others to come in.
其实每个人都有自己的故事。
But in fact, everyone has their own story to tell.
那无论过去是什么。
It doesn't matter what your past is.
只要你给他足够的爱。
As long as you give them enough love.
用神的爱去爱他。
Use the love of God to love them.
慢慢的，慢慢你会发觉，他会喜乐起来，他会有阳光，有开放自己。
And slowly over time, you will find that that person will start to melt away and that sunshine will enter into their heart and they will start to become happy.
每个人都我们披戴主耶稣基督这件皮衣了，这件衣服。
And that is to say, all of us need to put on this garment of our Lord Jesus.
我们看加拉太书的第三章。
Let's turn to the book of Galatians.
二十七节。
The book of Galatians.
二十七节，三章二十七节。
Galatians chapter 3 verse 27。
加拉太书三章二十七节。
Galatians 3 verse 27。
二十七节，你们受洗归入基督的，都是披戴基督了。
For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ。
这里说我们受洗归入主耶稣基督之后。
So here it says that after we are baptized into Christ。
不应该再羞耻了。
We should not be shameful anymore.
神的爱在我们的里面呢?
Because the love of God has entered into our heart.
给你盖住了。
And that we have put on Jesus Christ.
很重要的，我们问自己心中呀，还有没有阴暗的角落。
So we need to ask ourselves this important question. Is there any dark corners in our heart?
有没有做一些自己觉得还蛮羞耻的事?
And are you doing anything that is shameful?
如果有，赶快悔改。
If you do, then quickly repent.
求神的爱充满你。
And ask for the love of God to fill your heart.
不要再去做让自己羞耻的事了。
So no longer should you do any dark things that will bring shame.
你不要做让你家人都会很羞耻的事情了。
And also do not do anything that will bring shame to your family.
你已经是披戴基督的。
Because you have already put on Christ.
这个是非常重要。
This is very important.
好，我们来看约翰一书。
Let's turn to 1 John.
约翰一书的第一章。
1 John chapter 1.
约翰一书第一章第八节。
First John chapter 1 verse 8.
约翰一书一章的八节。
First John 1 verse 8.
我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理不在我们心里。
If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
第九节。
Verse 9.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
这里圣经告诉我们怎么样对付自己的羞耻。
So over here, the Bible tells us how do we target our shame.
无论我们的软弱是什么。
Does not matter what weakness we have.
你在神面前要把它翻开来。
That before God, you need to expose it.
主啊，对不起。
God, I am so sorry.
我亏欠了你。
That I have sinned against you.
你原谅我。
Please forgive me.
你的宝血洁净我。
Please let your blood wash me.
这个袖子一拿出来，让光照了，就没有了。
Because once you bring out your shame and it's brought to the light, then it will disappear.
对你身边的人也是这样。
And in the same way, that is how you should treat your family.
你错了，你就认。
If you are wrong, just admit it.
不要盖住。
Don't even try to cover it up.
要承认。
You must acknowledge it.
悔改。
And repent.
那袖子就会马上不见了。
Then that shame will quickly disappear.
羞耻只是在你一直隐藏的时候才会继续的存在。
Because the shame will exist if you continue to cover it.
所以啊，我们已经有神来光照了我们。
So since today we have the light of God shining upon us.
对，爱是不做害羞的事。
That is why love does not do any shameful actions.
不单只自己不做哦。
Not only do we not commit or do any wrongful actions.
圣经也告诉我们。
The Bible also tells us.
我们还要尽力的去遮盖别人的羞耻。
We need to take one step further and to cover up the shame of others.
我们看彼得前书。
Let's turn to 1 Peter.
第四章。
1 Peter chapter 4.
第八节。
1 Peter chapter 4, 第四章。
Verse 8. Chapter 4, verse 8.
First Peter chapter 4, verse 8.
彼得前书四章的八节。
First Peter chapter 4 verse 8.
最要紧的是要彼此切实的相爱，因为爱呢，能遮掩许多的罪。
Sorry, boys.
Love covers all wrong, huh?
And so that is to say, love covers all wrong.
这一节圣经很宝贵啊。
And so this is a very precious saying.
圣经说，你们要切实的彼此相爱。
So the Bible tells us that we must love one another.
那什么叫切实的彼此相爱呢？
And what does it mean to truly love one another?
你看到别人有不光彩的地方，或者是做错的事情。
So if you see that others are in shame,
有两种反应。
And there are two kinds of reaction.
第一种人。
The first kind of person.
他听到别人有羞耻的事，他很有兴趣知道。
When they see that others have done anything shameful, they are quick to want to know it.
哇，这个大新闻啊。
Oh, this is great, juicy news.
有东西可以讨论了。
Because now they have something to talk about.
哇，赶快，你知道这个秘密吗？我告诉你一个秘密。So 你千万不要告诉别人。
So do you know of this secret? Let me share with you.
哇，他们家庭啊，怎么样啊。
And do you know what happened in their family?
那个人啊，多难堪啊，那一次。
And then so, the person will feel so shameful.
哎呀，他被别人说，真的吗？真的要这样吗？
And then the person will say, really?
有，哇，这个大新闻你还不知道。
And then you will say that that is such a juicy news. Don't you even know about it?
有没有听过这种对话？
So have you heard of this kind of gossip?
要承认哦，要诚实啊。
And so be honest about it.
自己有时候我们就掺一脚，还在那边散播。
And because sometimes we will even want to take a part in it and spread the gossip.
回家之后呢，配偶可能那天还没有来聚会，你跟他讲说，哎呀，今天我在教会听到什么，不是听到什么道理哦，是听到什么八卦。
And so when you go home, you couldn't even wait to share this gossip you heard in church.
哎，对人家的羞耻为什么那么有兴趣呢？
And so really, it's interesting. How come you're so interested in the shame of other people?
如果你有羞耻，你很喜欢别人知道吗？
Because in the same way, today, if you have any shameful actions, do you want others to know about it?
有一个姐妹很久没有来教会。
There is a certain sister, she hasn't come to the church for a long time.
有人去访问她。
Someone went to visit her.
姐妹就问了，最近教会有没有什么八卦？
And the sister asked this question, is there any gossip going on in the church lately?
哎呀，人都喜欢听八卦。
Because that's very interesting. Men and women, we all love gossip.
来教会不要听八卦。
So when you come to the church, don't focus on the gossip.
不要理八卦。
Don't even listen to the gossip.
因为对你自己没有营养，没有造就啊。
Because really, it does not nourish your soul.
更不要去传八卦。
And you should also never spread the gossip.
你有不好的事情，你很喜欢给人家知道吗？
Because today, if there is anything going on shameful in your family, do you want other people to know about it?
如果你不小心听到了怎么办？
And if you accidentally heard about it, what should you do?
你有爱心的，你就去遮盖它，不要讲，不要讲，不要讲别人的家里的事。
And if today, if you have love, you will say, don't even talk about it. You shouldn't discuss any gossip.
你也帮不了别人，为什么要讲别人？
Because if you cannot help out others, why do you want to spread the gossip?
你知道，就帮他祷告就好了。
And if you know about it, just pray about it.
你看圣经里面呢，有一个人叫挪亚。
And in the Bible, there is this person named Noah.
他曾经很羞耻。
In the past, he was very shameful.
他出了方舟之后，方舟之后呢，做了一件比较不好的事。
And after he came out from the ark, he did a very shameful action.
我们看创世纪第九章。
Let's turn to the book of Genesis, chapter 9.
第二十节。
Genesis chapter 9, verse 20.
创世纪九章二十节。
Genesis chapter 9, verse 20.
挪亚做起农夫来，栽了一个葡萄园。二十一节。
Verse 21.
他喝了园中的酒，便醉了，在帐篷里赤着身子。赤着身子，二十二节。
Verse 22.
迦南的父亲韩看见他父亲赤身，就在外面告诉他两个兄弟。
And so, the brothers saw the father being naked. They went out and tell the others about it.
第二十三节。
Verse 23.
于是闪跟亚佛拿进衣服搭在肩上，倒退着进去给他父亲盖上，他们的背着脸就看不见父亲的赤身了。
And then we see the two brothers, Shem and Japheth, they walk backward and they cover up their father's body so that they will not feel any shame.
挪亚是个义人。
Noah was a righteous man.
很完全的人。
He was an upright man.
但是完全也不是说绝对的完全，也有自己的软弱。
So Noah, he may be perfect, but yet, of course, he has his weakness.
他那天都喝了两杯。
So that day, he drank over his limit.
那在自己的帐篷里面就脱光了衣服。
And then within his tent, he stripped out naked.
严格上来说，他是在自己的帐篷里面，也没有到处跑。
And of course, strictly speaking, he was inside his own tent. He did not go around running everywhere.
好了，但是有两批人进来了。
But yet two people came in.
第一个呢，就是迦南的父亲罕，其中一个挪亚其中一个儿子。
And so the first one is Ham, one of the sons of Noah.
不晓得为什么要去找爸爸，结果看到哇，这个老人家怎么今天没穿衣服躺在这边。
And then he was so surprised. How come Noah was naked and he was lying down there, drunk?
为老不尊啊，不尊啊，教坏儿孙啊，赶快告诉别人，大新闻啊！你看爸爸今天没穿衣服，从来没看过了，今天来看看你们的。
And so he has never seen his father in such a shameful way. He quickly went around and broadcast the news that our father is naked.
你看这种心态好不好？
So is he having a right attitude?
别人不穿衣服在自己帐篷里面，为什么你要告诉别人呢？
So if someone is lying naked in their own tent, why do you go around telling everyone?
你不小心看到你就赶快出去，就不要讲这个事就好了。
And if you accidentally saw it, just quickly go out. And don't even talk about it.
不关你的事。
Because it's not your business.
但是这个韩呢，就心态很不对。
But yet, Ham, he does not have the right attitude.
对人的这种羞耻的事情啊，特别喜欢通告别人。
He loved to broadcast the shame of other people.
哎，但是呢，另外两个儿子听见了，哎呀，爸爸这样子，怎么帮爸爸？
And yet, the other two brothers, when they heard about their father in this shameful situation, they try to help their father out.
他不敢直接的正面的走进去，怕看到爸爸的羞耻了。
They do not even dare to walk straight up to the tent. They're afraid to see the father in a shameful way.
就拿这件衣服，这样背着进去，就衣服就丢盖住了，就出来了。
So they brought a garment for their father, and they walked backward to cover up the naked body of their father.
两种不同的态度，两种不同的行为。
So you see over here two different kinds of attitude.Two different kinds of actions.
两种不同的后果。
And two different kinds of consequences.
这个韩的儿子到后来就被挪亚咒诅了。
So the descendants, and that is the sons of Ham, was later on being cursed by Noah.
那闪跟亚佛呢，就得到挪亚的祝福。
And we see that the descendants of Shem and Japheth, they were being blessed.
所以爱不单只是不做害羞的事。
So therefore, love is not just not doing any shameful actions.
如果你发觉别人有羞耻的事，
If you realize that others have any actions of shame,
你要为他祷告。
You must pray for them.
你不要帮他宣扬。
Don't go around being a trumpet and broadcast.
不要把它当作娱乐的新闻。
Don't take it as a gossip and entertainment.
教会里面不可以有 drama, 不可以有连续剧。
That is to say, we should not have any soap opera or drama within the church.
教会是神的殿，来拜神的。
Because the church is the temple of God, and we are here to worship God.
所以看到别人有软弱，我们要帮他掩盖。
So when we witness the weakness of others, we must cover their shame up with God's love.
帮他祷告。
And pray for them.
这样就好了。
That is all you can do.
真正的爱心。
Because that is manifesting true love.
所以爱是不做害羞的事。
So that is why love does not behave rudely.
如果你有做爱害羞的事。
So today, if you were to conduct any actions of shame,
你心里有不安。
You will not have peace in your heart.
你要赶快来找主耶稣。
You must quickly look for Lord Jesus.
让主耶稣的宝血掩盖你。
So that you can be covered up by the precious blood of Christ.
你才能够办法得到真正的安全感。
Then you can feel true security within the Lord.
来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
359, 358.
358. 358.